This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. British regulators have just proposed a plan to overhaul a key global interest rate. But they say LIBOR, the London Interbank Offered Rate, shouldn't be scrapped altogether because it's too entrenched in the financial system. It's used as a benchmark for trillions of dollars worth of transactions all around the world. As Stephen Beard reported for us yesterday, at least a dozen major banks have been accused of rigging the rate. But there are also accusations that Britain's central bank actually encouraged the manipulation. Here's part two of Stephen's report.
Central bankers are supposed to be inscrutable, but when Paul Tucker, deputy head of the Bank of England, testified to Parliament about LIBOR this summer, he was blunt.
You can't be confident of anything after learning about this cesspit.
And it's a cesspit or cesspool in which Tucker and the Bank of England became mired. Here's how and why. When a bank declares its borrowing costs under LIBOR, it's making a statement about its own financial health.
If a bank were to put in a high level of LIBOR, that would be indicative that they were having difficulty raising money.
Nick Motson, a former derivatives trader.
And if a bank's having difficulty raising money, then people will begin to think, well, maybe that bank's in trouble, and they'll stop lending to it.
Now think back to the fall of 2008. Lehman Brothers had collapsed. The global financial system was on the brink. Paul Tucker of the Bank of England phoned Barclays and said its LIBOR rates were too high. Ruth Bender of the Cranfield School of Management.
The implication could have been read into that, that we would like LIBOR to be lower, because if LIBOR is lower, it sends a signal of confidence to the financial system that people still trust the banks.
Barclays took the phone call in that way and manipulated down its LIBOR estimates. The Bank of England says this was a misunderstanding. But at a time of crisis, isn't it okay to tell a little white lie, to lie about LIBOR? Absolutely not, says analyst Ralph Silver. LIBOR's too important.
Over $350 trillion worth of loans and mortgages and things like that are all affected by this one number, so it's an extremely important number.
Just how important will become painfully clear to the banks if widespread manipulation is proven. Anyone who paid more for a loan or received less for a bank deposit as a result of the rigging may be able to sue for compensation. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.